Yeah, I loaded up the truck, cleaned out the truck, and loaded up the stuff. I'm just gonna check the air and the tires tomorrow evening, and check the air and the camper, the tire air and tires on the camper, and the torque. I always check the lug nuts on the camper for the torque, make sure they didn't loosen up, and get all ready, and we'll hitch up Wednesday and take off for Caseville on Wednesday afternoon. So other than that, that's pretty well all we have going this week so far. I'll cut the grass tomorrow, I think, before we leave. I'll cut the grass tomorrow, and that'll be it for the week. And I mean, I got about 2 bags of clippings. It hasn't really grown that much, but I'm just going to cut it tomorrow and just kind of level it off so it looks kind of neat, decent looking. So right now, some of the grass grows faster than the others, so it looks kind of jagged. So I'll cut it tomorrow and get it nice and even again, nice and, you know, groomed. So anyway, I'll toss it back to you, Mike, and listen to what everybody else has to say. This is NAEY.
Net control.
Station calling net control. Go ahead.
This is WD8RIM. Charlotte O'Connor, located in Hemlock.
Okay, good evening, Charlotte. Would you like to join us and get on the list for our Monday night net?
Yes.
All right, very good, Charlotte. I've got you added to our list here. You'll be after Dave, WADW, so be down to here shortly. All right, very good, Tom. Thanks for joining us this evening. Great deal on the camping at Caseville this weekend. Hope you have a great time. Hope the weather stays good for you. That's pretty much all I've been doing around here, too, is lawn work. Mowed the lawn yesterday and did all the trimming, edging, and some trimming of some shrubs today, too. So last weekend was, and you had mentioned cooler, too, which is nice. You don't have to keep the air conditioner on so much. Saves on the energy bill. Last weekend was up at Houghton Lake for my godson's bass fishing tournament again there from Freeland High School. This past weekend was the one at Houghton Lake. They didn't do as well as they did up at Indian River, Mullet Lake, Burt Lake. Up there they placed 7th out of like 57 boats. Here they did not do that well. But yeah, Sunday morning when they went out for the blast off, they call it, when all the boats go out, it was 49 degrees up at Houghton Lake and quite windy and some decent sized waves on the lake too. So very, very chilly morning there Sunday morning for the bass fishing tournament up on Houghton Lake. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Minnie, KDH-PAZ, and Standby Fred. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net, and welcome Doc and Charlotte to the net here tonight. It's good to hear new people in here. So I know they've been amateur radio operators for a while, but getting back in it, and it's good to do that. Other than that, not much. I've got my laundry done. I had to make up some more hummingbird food today for my hummingbirds and Oreos. There was 6 of them on my feeders today. So other than that, that's about it for this round. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Great job on the garden there. Sounds like everything is going well with that for you, so good deal. I'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and then before we go to Ron, we'll do another quick standby. Fred, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
The net. Getting ready for a short weekend trip up to the hunting property up at Harbor Lake. That's kind of our backup plan for the busy holiday weekends for camping. We go up there and I do some yard work and take care of some trees and the property and whatnot. So, and then I'll start getting ready for our big summer trip on the 13th. We're heading over to Niagara Falls, Canada with the camper. So that'll I'll be getting ready for that for a little bit here. So With that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KDA.
All right, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Sounds like you've got some nice trips planned. The one to Niagara Falls, that sounds like a fun one. It's been there quite a few times for family trips when I was younger, but haven't been there in a while. It's always a nice place to visit there. Lots to see and do there in Niagara Falls area. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Is there anyone else that'd like to join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.